Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
In tomorrow on Goods from China, Canada, and Mexico, ABC's Dave Packer has more on what it could mean for your wallet.
The Trump administration plans to impose 25% tariffs on all imports from Canada and Mexico starting February 1st. Supply chain experts say that could raise gas prices by up to 70 cents per gallon in parts of the U.S. and send grocery bills soaring, especially for produce like avocados and tomatoes. Car prices could also climb since nearly half of all U.S. auto imports come from those two countries.
In Washington, D.C., fire crews say they've recovered 41 of the 67 people on both that military helicopter and American plane that collided Wednesday over the Potomac River. Salvage crews have arrived and are expected to remove the wreckage of that aircraft. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is a criminal defense attorney at the Justice Department headquarters in Washington today. Sources familiar with the matter told ABC News discussing the future of his bribery case. This is ABC News. A federal court has ruled that banning handgun sales to people under 21 is unconstitutional, striking down a federal gun ban that dates back to 1968.
The conservative Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals saying that prohibiting 18 to 20-year-olds from buying a handgun violates the Second Amendment and is inconsistent with the nation's historical tradition. Data shows people in that age group are responsible for a disproportionate share of school shootings, comprising 17% of known gun homicide offenders. Experts say it's not clear how the Trump administration will respond, but the case appears likely to be challenged to the Supreme Court.
ABC's Andrea Fujii. Scientists say since the mid-90s, climate change has led to a 50% population decline of polar bears on Canada's Hudson Bay. New research published in the journal Science says the melting of the Arctic sea ice is the significantly impacting those polar bears' ability. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there would be no us, and for that, they are forever grateful. And by Right Way Shell. Come to Right Way Shell in Spring Green, where they do things the right way. Partly cloudy and cool tonight with a low of 21. Breezy and cloudy tomorrow with a high of 37. And spotty light snow, sleet, and freezing drizzle tomorrow night with a low of 29. Currently in Richland Center, it is clear outside and our current temperature is 42 degrees.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
Today is Friday, January 31st. Good evening for WRCO News. Sitting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thede. The Lafarge Police Department reports a successful cleanup and nuisance abatement operation in the village of Lafarge yesterday. The property, located at 121 South State Street, has been the source of numerous complaints since approximately 2013, including concerns related to violations of longstanding village ordinances. After several attempts to resolve this matter had failed, the legal process to abate this property was initiated with the assistance of the village attorney. A court order was sought and subsequently granted. The order commanded the removal of trash, refuse, debris, used or secondhand material, and other items stored outdoors on that property. Prior to the abatement, numerous attempts to resolve the issue with the property owner were attempted, but to no avail. The property was deemed a chronic nuisance pursuant to Village Ordinance 11-7. During the operation yesterday, the property owner, Jacob Thomas Sell, age 51, arrived at the property and was subsequently arrested for resisting or obstructing an officer, threats to injure or accuse of crime, and bail jumping. Sell is being held pending a bail hearing. Formal charges will be sought through the Vernon County District Attorney, Angela Palmer Fisher. Richland Center Fire Department Chief Scott Gald reports that the fire department has had three grass fires in the last 2 days and would like to advise the public that was the lack of snow cover this year, we are seeing conditions like we normally see in late March or early April. With no snow, please check daily the DNR website for burning rules and conditions and always make sure you have your permits. There have been several large fires in southern Wisconsin in the last few days, and Chief Gald would like to encourage the public to follow the DNR guidelines, and if burning is allowed, do it after 6 p.m. Also, always call the Richland County Sheriff's Department at 608-647-2106 and advise them of the controlled burn before you start any controlled burns so the fire department is not called to your location if they are not needed. The Vernon County Fire Chiefs Association recommends any outdoor burning does not recommend any outdoor burning as very dry conditions exist. Vernon County is currently listed as moderate for fire danger by Wisconsin DNR with the lack of snowfall. It has created dry conditions and fires that have occurred and they are spreading rapidly. In the first 30 days of the year, Vernon County fire departments have responded to 8 brush grass fires, which is unheard of in January. Please remember that if you're going to do any burning, you should call the Vernon County Sheriff's Office Dispatch Center at 608-637-2123 before burning. This is to ensure they are aware of the burning in case other calls come in. When you are done burning, you should notify the dispatch center to let them know your burning is complete so they can take it off their list. Please be mindful of the weather conditions on the day you plan to burn. There were several wildfires around southern Wisconsin on Wednesday. Agencies in Columbia, Dane, and Dodge counties fought the fires. The Columbia County Sheriff's Office posted a warning that dry conditions and high winds caused the fires and urged residents to stop all burning. The lack of snow this winter has led to extremely dry vegetation, which increases the risk of wildfires. Though the Department of Natural Resources has all of southern Wisconsin in the moderate zone for fire danger, emergency management in Dodge County issued a high fire danger alert on Tuesday. Another Tomah school district was placed on hold after a bullet was found in a bathroom yesterday. Students were held in classrooms while law enforcement investigated any potential threats and searched for weapons at Tomah Middle School. No threats or weapons were found. Last week, Tomah High School had to be placed on a hold after bullets were found in a bathroom there, making it the second time in just 6 days that ammunition was found in a Tomah school district building. A court case drawing national attention had its most recent update yesterday in Crawford County. A man with alleged ties to Venezuelan gangs appeared in court for a number of charges, including sexual assault, child abuse, and battery, which happened last fall in Prairie du Chien. The case is drawing attention due to the suspect's immigrant status. The suspect, Alejandro Corano Sarayat, is a suspected member of a gang that President Donald Trump is adding to a list of foreign terrorist groups. The next court date is in March. Wisconsin Republicans have introduced legislation that would require state employees to return to their offices. The bill would require all state employees and workers at the universities of Wisconsin system to return to their office by July, as many continue to work from home. Governor Tony Evers has expressed opposition to forcing a return to the office, saying remote work allows state agencies to hire the best candidates from anywhere in Wisconsin. Employees who were allowed to work from home before the pandemic would still be allowed to do so. The Heartland man accused of driving a school bus while intoxicated was in court on Wednesday. Court records said 72-year-old Walter Cunningham missed stops, suddenly stopped multiple times, causing 27 kids ages 4 to 14 to slam into the seats of the bus, and left his riders on the side of a busy road in cold weather as he drove off. Cunningham had no alcohol in his system, but told police he takes multiple prescription medicines, which police say carry warnings about operating machinery. Cunningham was charged with multiple counts of second degree, recklessly endangering safety, and OWI. He's now in jail on a $1 million bond. Wisconsin receives grades on efforts to curb smoking. Lisa Hale reports.
Wisconsin's efforts to curb smoking just aren't cutting it, according to a new report from the American Lung Association. They grade each state based on their initiatives to prevent residents from smoking and to help them quit. Wisconsin got two Fs, two Ds, and a B. Tobacco is the number one cause of death in Wisconsin, more than alcohol, car crashes, illegal drugs, homicide, and suicide combined. More than 7,800 Wisconsinites die every year due to tobacco. Meanwhile, in a related story, data shows lung cancer rates declining in Wisconsin. The report from the Wisconsin Cancer Collaborative says declining smoking rates, effective tobacco control policies and regulations, earlier diagnosis, and improved treatments are responsible for the decline. In Wisconsin, lung cancer deaths still outnumbered all prostate, breast, and colon cancer deaths combined. The five-year relative survival rate for lung cancer in Wisconsin is 29.4%. In Wisconsin, the majority of people with lung cancer are between the ages of 70 and 79.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced the city of Lancaster is an applicant for funding through the Safe Drinking Water Loan Program to improve its public drinking water system. The project includes construction on the North Wilson Water Main, Loop County A Extension, as well as the Maple South Wilson Water Main Loop in the city of Lancaster. Activities related to this project are minor actions for which no environmental analysis is required. However, following the Safe Drinking Water Loan Program, federal requirement in an environmental review must be conducted before funding this project. The public is encouraged to submit comments regarding this decision and the potential environmental impacts of this project by February 4th. Based on the comments received, the Safe Drinking Water Loan Program may prepare an environmental analysis before proceeding with funding process. The analysis would summarize the DNR's consideration of the project's impacts and reasonable alternatives. Wisconsin Safety Council launched nominations for its 31st annual awards program, now named the Workplace Safety Awards. The program, previously known as the Corporate Safety Awards, is presented in partnership with M3 Insurance and the Department of Workforce Development. The awards recognize Wisconsin companies that are dedicated to assuring their most valuable asset, their employees, are safe on the job. A panel of independent safety, health, and insurance professionals will select winners based on companies' safety records, training programs, safety and health leadership, and other accomplishments. The awards are distributed based on the company's size in three categories: manufacturing, agriculture, transportation, utilities, and other, and construction. A total of up to 10 awards will be presented. Nominations are due by noon on February 3rd and can be submitted on the Wisconsin Safety Council's website. The awards will be presented at the Wisconsin Safety Council Annual Conference held April 14th through the 16th in Wisconsin Dells. Today's winner, I should say, of $200 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is Sheila Troxell of Richland Center on ticket number 50. WRCO News time is 5:14. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feeds, Eat, and Such. Stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium birdseed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center, or give us a call at 647-8833.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Marty Brewer, 77, of Richland Center, died January 16th at Meritor Hospital in Madison from complications due to his battle with lung cancer. A celebration of life will be held tomorrow from 1 to 3:30 at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center, with a time of sharing to be held at 3:30. In lieu of flowers or donations, the family requests that you play a round of golf this summer and think of Marty when you do. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Marty Brewer, 77, of Richland Center. Wilma M. Rounds, 95, of Boscobel, died January 18th. A funeral service will be held at 2, Sunday, at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the funeral home tomorrow from 4 until 7, and again on Sunday from 11 until the time of service at 2. In lieu of flowers, donations to the Boscobel Cemetery Association or the Boscobel Rescue Squad are appreciated. Wilma M. Rounds, 95, of Boscobel. George L. Blake, 89, of Boscobel, died Saturday. A funeral service will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Kendall Funeral Service, Boscobel. Burial will be in the Prairie Cemetery in Fenimore. Friends may call at the funeral home Tuesday from 9 until the time of the service at 11. George L. Blake, 89, of Boscobel. Diane Marie Teach, 71, of Gotham, died Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet Friday, February 7th, from 3 until 5. A gathering will follow at Wolfie's Irish Inn in Muscadet. A private family burial will be held in the Dawson Cemetery in the spring. Diane Marie Teach, 71, of Gotham. In birth news from an area hospital, Hannah and Ben Stafford Thompson had a daughter, Annie Kathleen. Grandparents are Mark and Mary Crary and Corey and Bethany Thompson. Great-grandparents are Sheila Stafford and Tom and Alice Iverson.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
And our apologies, we are having technical difficulties with our Great Lake weather forecast. So I'm just going to give you a rundown of what to expect for this week, this weekend, and the upcoming week. For the rest of, or actually for tonight, partly cloudy and cool with a low of 21. Winds are northeast, will be northeast 5 to 10. Breezy and cloudy tonight with a high of 30, or breezy and cloudy on Saturday, sorry about that, with a high of 37. Winds will be southeast 15 to 25. Spotty light snow on Saturday night, sleet and freezing drizzle with a low of 29. Winds southeast 10 to 20. Warm on Sunday with more clouds than sun, a high of 51. Winds will be west 10 to 15. A light wintry mix is possible on Monday, mostly cloudy and still breezy with a high of 36 and a low of 27. Looking ahead to Tuesday, mostly cloudy and chilly, high 28, low 13. Cloudy and warmer on Wednesday with a wintry mix likely with a high of 34 and a low of 20. And mostly sunny on Thursday, blustery and falling cold with a high of 26 and a low of 16. And right now it's 40 degrees in Richland Center. And I will have the stats coming up shortly right after this.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County Bank.
And currently in Richland Center, it's clear, and as I mentioned, it's 40 degrees, and that's after a high today of 48 and a morning low of 24. Yesterday's high was 58, and that was a record that we broke. So that was set. I mean, that was a record that was set. We broke an old record, and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1989 is 59 degrees, with a record low of 35 below that was tied in 1996 and 2019. Last year's high was 45 with a low of 32. Sunset took place tonight at 5:12. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:18. The winds are north-northwest at 2 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.96, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 40 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. One spring break while I was in college, a cross-country teammate and I decided to hitchhike to the Florida Keys and back to our college in southern Illinois. We made it to Key West and were on our way back when nightfall came upon us, so we camped overnight on a beach between two of the islands. In the morning, we decided to go for a swim before taking off on our hike again. What we discovered is that there is a strong current flowing from the Gulf of Mexico into the Atlantic Ocean between the islands. When we realized that, we were already about 300 or 400 yards offshore into the ocean and were being drawn away. Because I'm speaking to you now, you know that we made it back to shore, but there were moments of uncertainty and maybe a little panic. That's the way it can be in our walk with Christ. If we aren't intent on moving forward with Him, we can easily drift away. If we aren't actively building our relationship with Him, we can easily lose sight. The Apostle Paul said, "One thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Brothers and sisters, keep moving forward. As children of the living God, be in a full relationship with Him, reading and meditating on His Word and talking with Him continually. Then you will not be in danger of drifting.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Phil Nee has a look at tonight's area high school events.
Richland Center High School will host a wrestling event tonight. It's a varsity duel between River Valley and Richland Center in boys wrestling. There will be girls wrestlers and also JV matches tonight as well. A part of the action which begins at 7 o'clock at RCHS. In girls basketball, the Richland Center girls are on the road at Lancaster. Dodgeville is at Platteville and Prairie du Chien at River Valley. In boys basketball, Southwestern at Riverdale, Darlington at Mineral Point, Boscobel at Iowa Grant, and Cuba City at Fenimore. Portage travels to Baraboo, Royal at New Lisbon, Viroqua at Black River Falls, and Westby at Arcadia. In the Ridge and Valley, DeSoto at Wazika Steuben, Seneca at North Crawford, Kickapoo visits Lafarge, and Weston will be at Ithaca. The Bulldogs are coached by Aaron Hipsch.
On any given night, there's enough talent in the league where if a team hits some shots and you don't hit some shots, you know, you could be in a dogfight, and you got to be prepared for that, and you got to expect it. Especially a game against Weston, you know, you're always going to get their best effort. They're always going to get ours, and I think the kids are aware of that, so that's a good thing.
Hear the game tonight on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app. I'm Phil Nee.
At Schwartz Insurance, when we say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business health and life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check your questions and be sure with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
Badgers cornerback Nizir Forkrian has filed a suit against the NCAA over eligibility. Forkrian is appealing a ruling earlier this week that denied his request for additional eligibility. His federal suit alleges the NCAA is keeping him from profiting from his name, image, and likeness. ESPN reports the player's attorneys are seeking a temporary restraining order and a preliminary injunction. The window for a positive outcome is closing because Forkrian only has a week until he must declare for the NFL draft. Standouts Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard will represent the Milwaukee Bucks again in this year's NBA All-Star Game. Lillard will be a reserve. He's been with Milwaukee for two seasons and has made it to the midseason event twice. The veteran guard has averaged 25 points, 7 assists, and almost 5 rebounds a game. He's shooting 45% from the floor, 38% on three-pointers, and connecting on more than 92% of his free throws. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur has made a pair of important additions to his coaching staff. DeMarcus Covington will lead the defensive line, and Sean Mannion will be promoted to quarterback's coach. Covington was the defensive coordinator for the New England Patriots last season. Mannion has served in Green Bay as an offensive assistant coach, and LaFleur says he has already developed a strong relationship with quarterbacks Jordan Love and Malik Willis. The Jacksonville Jaguars hired Green Bay assistant Anthony Campanile as a defensive coordinator and tasked him with the turning around one of the worst units in franchise history. The Jaguars ranked 31st in yards allowed and 28th in points in 2024 under first-year defensive coordinator Ryan Nielsen. Nielsen was fired along with coach Doug Peterson, offensive coordinator Press Taylor, and most of the staff. Jacksonville hired former Tampa Bay offensive coordinator Liam Cohen to replace Peterson last week, and Cohen tabbed Campanile as one of the first hires. Many would argue it's his most important considering how poorly Jacksonville's defense has played in recent years. And the Marquette's men's basketball program is taking a different approach to success. At a time when most college rosters are spinning doors and transfers are bouncing from the campus to campus, Marquette's not playing that game. The Golden Eagles have rolled up an 18-3 record by starting the same five players each time out. Coach Shaka Smart's lineup of Cam Jones, Chase Ross, Stevie Mitchell, Ben Gold, and David Joplin have combined for 555 college games, all at the Milwaukee school. It's been 2 years since a player came on board through the transfer portal. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Are you looking for a local concrete contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advance Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete foundations to flat work to retaining walls and everything in between, including snow plowing for commercial or residential. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 and discuss your projects. Advance Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2025. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. Ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Soybeans and corn were lower Friday, cattle finished higher, and hogs closed mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans ended the day modestly lower on profit-taking and technical selling. The trade is monitoring weather in South America with the chance of better harvest weather in parts of Brazil. Ag commodities in general on Friday were also waiting for any updates on the potential for new U.S. tariffs against key trading partners. March beans were two lower at 10.42. May was down 2.25 at 10.57 and a half. March bean meal was 3.60 lower at 3.01.10. March soybean oil was up 113 at 46.11. Corn was down on profit taken and technical selling. Second crop corn planting in Brazil is dependent on the pace of the soybean harvest. Some forecasts did have improved rain chances for dry parts of Argentina. March corn was 8.25 lower at 4.82, and May was down 8.5 at 4.93. And wheat was lower on profit taking, technical selling, and the higher trade in the dollar during the session. Recent rain and snow in some U.S. winter wheat growing areas has boosted soil moisture levels. Russia's export pace has slowed down, and there are concerns about weather damage to India's crop. March Chicago was down 7 at 5.59 and a half. March Kansas City was 9 lower at 5.79 and a quarter. March Minneapolis wheat on Friday, 4.75 lower at 6.15 and a half. Live and feeder cattle were supported by the week's direct business, getting ready for the cattle inventory numbers from the USDA, which were out after the close. February live was up 12 at 204.60, and April was 80 higher at 202.30. March feeders are up 252 at 275.72. April feeders are 280 higher at 275.12. And hogs were mixed with questions about sustained demand. February lean on Friday, 20 cents lower at 84.17. The April contract was down $1.57 at 90.35. Megan Grebner has your full look at the cash livestock markets after this.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab to the truck to the barn to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
As a like direct cash cattle trade for the week, live deals were up mostly $208, which was $6 to $7 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Dressed cattle in the north brought $330, which was steady to $2 higher than the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Boxed beef was higher with solid demand for fairly light offerings. Choice up 20 cents at $327.81. Select closed $1.17 higher at $317.47. Estimated cattle slaughter was 114,000 head, up 3,000 on the week and down about 6,000 on the year. Cash hogs into the day higher. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 281 with a weighted average of 84.43. The Iowa Minnesota had no comparison, but a weighted average of 84.31. The Western Corn Belt had no comparison, but a weighted average of 84.05. Pork values closed higher, up $1.82 at $94.75. And estimated hog slaughter was 485,000 head, even on the weekend, down just over 5,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hatchett with Tim's Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. Snowy sale day and a small but good crowd. Large squares topped at $180 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Online only auction ending February 12th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Sale includes lots of good tools, guitars, outdoor items, household and appliances, and much more. It is worth a look. Go to www.timsauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020 for more info. This is Chase Hatchett. Have a great day.
I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News Headlines. The USDA's long-awaited cattle inventory report indicates further contraction of the U.S. herd is likely. At the start of 2025, the number of heifers weighing 500 pounds and heavier were 1% lower than at the start of 2024. That includes 1% year-to-year declines for beef, dairy, and all other replacement heifers. The numbers were close to expectations and look neutral to potentially supportive. More news next on Brownfield.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Alevo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
USDA's ag price indices moved higher in December. The index of prices received by farmers was up more than 5% from November, while the index of prices paid was fractionally higher. Year to year, the index of prices received was 12% higher, and the index of prices paid was up 1.5%. The number of U.S. sheep and goats increased over the past year. The USDA says the sheep and lamb inventory was up slightly on the year, with gains in the breeding and market herds, ewes, and the lamb crop. And trade tensions are creating uncertainty for U.S. agriculture. National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue says the organization has long-standing policy on tariffs.
There are times when the use of tariffs can be appropriate and useful. The challenge comes when it's applied very broadly without a consideration of what we know is typically retaliation pretty immediately.
LaRue says as decisions are made, he's hopeful for a solution that will benefit farmers in the long run. Mark Dorenkamp, Brownfield.
Harchie Lumber is more than just a lumber supply superstore. When we say they do it all, we mean they do it all. Crafting, engineering, estimates, energy audits, construction design, delivery, and more. Harchie Lumber has it covered literally from beginning to end. For all of your building needs, big or small, call the experts at Harchie Lumber, 608-985-7207. Providing expert service since 1969. Harchie Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
The anticipation of record pork exports and the importance of international market development. Hello everyone, I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. An ag trade specialist with the National Pork Board says the year 2024 will go down as a milestone year for U.S. pork exports. She also says NPB is taking extra steps to prioritize international market development in 2025. More coming up.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app,
One stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen. AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Pests are trying to turn parts of the Corn Belt into the Corn Rootworm Belt. But DeKalb Brand says, not on our watch. Crush corn rootworm with DeKalb Brand SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology. It's the outstanding yield potential of DeKalb corn with advanced protection against corn rootworm. When pest pressure is highest, hit back your hardest. Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Up as the Vice President of International Market Development for the National Pork Board. She tells Brownfield U.S. pork exports are expected to be a record for 2024, showing tremendous growth for U.S. producers.
We're excited to celebrate in 2024. We're going to have the final data for the year here soon, but we anticipate another record year. It's very exciting. In 2024, we also became the number one exporter in the world, overtaking the European Union, which is just great success. Our brand is very well recognized. Our regions of focus continue to be Asia and Latin America. Being in market, continuing to increase the consumption of pork and the affinity for pork helps to grow the market size. We continue to differentiate the markets that we play in, so we have as many options to sell our product on a daily basis. And then we're also looking to differentiate U.S. pork versus our competitors and continue to have brand loyalty with international consumers.
What have been some of the main challenges as it relates to international market development? Could you kind of touch on that for us?
In the international space, to promote our product, we have to have access to sell it there. So the biggest challenge in international, which is inherently unique compared to domestic sales, is just watching the global occurrences. The world's an interesting place, and so being able to analyze the impacts of either geopolitics or different preferences or disease outbreaks, we have to be agile. So we're always working very closely with the National Pork Producers Council to understand what their trade priorities are and where we focus our promotion efforts. And of course, our relationship with U.S. Meat Export Federation, they are the team that knows how to do this the best. We work with them for decades to be our boots on the ground around the world. And I'd also be remiss that our relationship with the U.S. Department of Agriculture continues to be stellar. For every dollar of checkoff invested in the international space, we receive support and matching funding to promote U.S. pork from USDA.
What would you say are some of the main emerging markets?
We are continue to focus on Central America. They continue to grow their consumption on an annual basis, which means there's just more opportunity, and they are so close to our borders. Of course, we're going to keep our ground and our loyalty and our business in Mexico, which is just a hugely important, our top market. But we're really interested in watching Southeast Asia. They consume a lot of pork. They've had a lot of disease challenges.
I'm Brent Barnett. Brownfield.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
I need to spin my wheels. I got a hankering for four wide tires, and I can't help it. It's the way I'm wired. Boy, you get too close. Boy, you need to know. I got a heart like a truck. It's been drugged. Truck.
Was Lainey Wilson with Heart Like a Truck right here on Country and Community WRCO. I'm Tim Thied. I'll be playing some music for you up until 7:15 this evening, and that's when we will be bringing you boys high school basketball action. It's Weston at Ithaca, and Phil Neal will be making the call for that game. And around 7:15, as I said, who knows? Depends on how soon the JBs get done. Maybe a little sooner, maybe a little later, but look for it around that time. And hopefully you had a great Friday. And yes, the weekend is finally here. Not quite as great as yesterday. Yesterday we broke records with a 58 degrees for a high. Today only 48, 10 degrees, but still 48 for January 31st, the last day of January. Man, February's knocking on the door. And yeah, so right now 38 degrees, and I'll take that any day too around this time of year. And it looks like it's supposed to get down to 21 tonight, and then tomorrow is only supposed to get up to 37. But when we look ahead to Sunday, and which I'm really happy about because that's my day off, is Sunday we will have a high of 51. I usually don't have Sundays off, so it was a great time to get this Sunday off. So enjoy that beautiful weather that's coming up on Sunday. And they said more clouds than sun on that day, so we'll see what happens. Looks like nothing as far as precipitation goes, but you know, that can always change. We'll see what happens, and we'll keep you informed if that does. And just wanted to let you know there is a Friends of Blue River Jigsaw Puzzle competition being held this evening at 7 at 201 Clinton Street in Blue River. Doors will open at 6. Teams of up to 4 members will compete to complete a 500-piece puzzle. Cost is $12 per person. For more information, check out Friends of Blue River Facebook page.
Want to test drive nationwide 5G coverage with U.S. Cellular?
Sure.
Download the U.S. Cellular Try Us app. Want to test drive U.S. Cellular even faster? Just get a race car driver to be your personal chauffeur.
Just let me buckle my... Hey, my calls and data work great out here.
Test drive U.S. Cellular's nationwide 5G coverage free for 30 days.
You can pull over now, please.
U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com/try us.
Sleepy Hollow offers Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC certified parts and service for your vehicle. Just drive right in. No appointment needed. That's right. Just drive right in for oil changes and maintenance at Sleepy Hollow. Can't make it to the dealership? We offer mobile service and free pickup and delivery. Need a courtesy car? We've got you covered. 24-hour towing, collision center, GM certified service, medium duty truck shop, plus auto glass, bed liners, and more. At Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. That's Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Viroqua's north side.
No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's just better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. How's that sound with a Papa Burger? Made fresh root beer always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
If you're looking for that perfect gift or something special to brighten up your home, look no further than TriStar Gifts and More, located at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East next to Dunkin' Donuts in Richland Center. They offer a friendly atmosphere filled with adorable, funny, and unique items, from beautiful candles to stunning metal art. TriStar Gifts has something for everyone. Visit them today or call 383-1280 for more information. TriStar Gifts and More, your one-stop shop for home decor and gifts for any occasion.
Hello there, we are students at St. Mary's School, and we would like to tell you how we celebrate Catholic Schools Week at our school during this special time. One way we celebrate this week is by celebrating our faith and being grateful to our parish, who always supports us all year long in many different ways. We also celebrate service to the community by taking part in various things throughout the school year so we can appreciate how important service to others as we grow up. Another way we celebrate is by thanking our teachers, parents, and volunteers for always making sure we are learning all of our academics, but also instilling the virtues and values that will make us valuable adults. But we can't forget to also celebrate us students for all of our hard work throughout the year by doing our best in all the things we are asked to do when we are here.
So if you get a chance, ask us about how much we love our school and love celebrating all the wonderful, amazing things that happen here at St. Mary's School.
Mark your calendars. The Pine River Sports Association Spring Gun Show is coming up on February 7th and 8th at the Richland Center Community Center. Join us Friday from 3 to 8 and Saturday 8 to 3 for this highly anticipated event featuring up to 70 tables of guns and related items. Enjoy concessions provided by the local Boy Scout troop while you browse. Admission is just $5. Kids 12 and under get in free with an adult. The Pine River Sports Association can't wait to see you February 7th and 8th at the PRSA Spring Gun Show. Don't miss it.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
Wait for me to close my eyes.
'cause I'd hear Mama's gypsy lullaby.
On the road, where they don't look back.
ABC News at 6 is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, carrying tractors, chainsaws, snowblowers, and utility vehicles to simplify tough tasks with two locations for your convenience. And by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters, Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The grim task of recovering bodies from the Potomac River continues following this week's mid-air collision. The NTSB says it's now recovered the flight recorder of the Army Black Hawk helicopter, adding to the flight and data recorders recovered yesterday from the American Eagle flight. NTSB member Todd Inman says salvage crews are on scene and ready to remove the wreckage.
While there are some small aspects of that debris field, there are large chunks that will be easily recoverable, and it will aid in the investigation.
Tariffs starting tomorrow, President Trump says, and 25% tariffs on goods coming into the U.S. from Mexico and Canada, and 10% on China goods. That could lead to countries imposing their own tariffs on U.S. goods, and consumers could get caught with the tab. And the Trump administration says it is boosting its immigration housing at Guantanamo Bay, where some undocumented migrants will be transported to remain in custody. This is ABC News. A California man has agreed to plead guilty to flying a drone that hit a firefighting plane over the deadly Pacific Palisades fire in L.A.
Curious spectators who fly hobby drones around wildfires have become a real problem for firefighters. It's illegal to fly a drone around a wildfire because they're a danger to firefighting aircraft. Now 56-year-old Peter Ackerman is facing a federal charge tracked down by the FBI for allegedly flying a drone that hit and damaged a Super Scooper firefighting aircraft.